Lebanon, you know where it is, and you see what's happening there. I was just through northern Africa, and the hardened fighters from Tunisia, from Libya, from Algeria, and other places have all migrated, or many of them have migrated, and this is the new jihadist front. And so I think that people clearly can understand that it would be very harming to U.S. national interest to have a country that has chemical weapons there, compounds throughout the country, controlled by extreme elements like Al-Qaeda. So obviously that would be destabilizing to the region, but it would be a huge setback to us as it relates to trying to defeat Al-Qaeda over time, something we know is going to take quite a while. So I do believe it's the second issue that we're concerned about that is of higher national interest than the first was regarding whether Assad must go.
You said that this action today is symbolic. What does that mean? It's a symbol that the U.S. is willing to change its position and aid the rebels
fully? Yeah, I don't mean the action we've taken is symbolic. I'm saying the arms, while technically needed, also is symbolic. I mean, I think what you see today is something very different than what's been happening. If you look at our reactions to Syria, it's been on an ad hoc basis. Something happens, we decide to do something. Something happens, we decide to do something. What this bill does is actually lay out a strategy to deal with Syria in a very thoughtful way. So we're dealing with the humanitarian side, the communication side, the organization side, but we're also shifting the balance. And the focus of this bill is on the day after Assad. In other words, we want the more moderate secular groups who have the ability to reach out to the Alawite and Christian populations that support Assad. We want that to occur, and we know without a strategy to make that happen, you're going to see more of the same. So this is not symbolic. What it is, it's a bill that lays out a longer-term strategy, and I'm really proud of the fact that our Foreign Relations Committee, in a very strong bipartisan way, was able to come together on a strategy like the one that's laid out in this bill.
But can I just go to your previous question, because I think that's critically important as we say to the American people why we believe these actions are necessary. What is in the national interest and security of the United States? Look, if you have a failed state in which al-Qaeda affiliates, extremist elements like al-Nusra, you have Hezbollah, which we have determined to be a terrorist organization. You have the Iranian National Guard, all in Syria. You have the potential of a failed state, which is a launching ground for terrorist acts throughout the region and, for that fact, throughout the world. Very important to the national security interests of the United States. You have large caches of chemical weapons. If those get into the hands of those extremist groups, you have a real national security interest in terms of not having those groups have chemical weapons that can be used against our interests abroad, as well as our allies.
You buying this, or you think it's so much hooey? 888-302-3684. We have fixed Twitter and Facebook so that you use Good Day Show on both of them. So it's facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. Email to Doug@DougStephan.com or Ken@DougStephan.com. Is this in our national interest? I'm not so sure. They make their case for it. Interesting on some of these shows how they always put some hick-sounding southern senator to represent the Republicans and some distinguished-sounding northern senator to represent the Democrats. I always get a kick out of that. At any rate, I don't know that Kenny, in watching some of this stuff back and forth, some of these posts, do people think that we ought to be involved or not in national interest, al-Qaeda? They always throw that stuff up because it's a lightning rod. That's what they said about Afghanistan. And here we are, however many years later, we didn't do a damn bit of good with al-Qaeda. It was very badly managed. And so how many Americans have died there? And now, you know, it's more us being pushed around by the military-industrial complex. That's what I see here.
The comments on that we've been getting so far, I've yet to see the first person who says that they think we should get involved in Syria. Benjamin says we need to not get involved every time a country decides to kill their own people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our interest, I don't see our interest here.
No, Walter says they're all the enemy. This is a serious case of no matter how well you feed the dog, it's guaranteed to bite your hand.
Mm. That's another way. That's pretty interesting. 888-302-3684. What interesting comments do you have as we continue here? The examination of Syria and getting involved is where we are on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Individuals who suffer from stress-related headaches, fatigue, or gray hair can add yet another physical symptom to watch for, stress-induced skin problems. Dr. Doris Day, celebrity dermatologist.
Mental stress is now known to have profound impacts on the skin, with short-term effects such as redness, blotchiness, and tired skin, and the long-term effects of premature aging. To treat the many symptoms of stressed skin, I recommend a new product from Kiehl's, the Skin Rescuer Stress Minimizing Daily Hydrator. It is actually limiting the release of stress signals so they don't manifest visibly on the skin. And this is due to an ingredient called Rosa Galica. What this ingredient does is it minimizes the inflammatory response of your skin to stress. The Skin Rescuer product is the first of its kind. It's what I call a category creator and is specifically designed to address both the symptoms and the root causes of stress on your skin.
To learn more about stress and skin and find your own healthy skin routine, visit Kiehl's.com.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo!
Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of 4 Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 6-1 installation requires. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopperway.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Let's keep this thread going for a few more minutes. Matter of fact, this is from our Countdown affiliate and also our Good Day affiliate, WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, as we talk about Syria. Host Travis Buehler talks to Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin about what she thinks needs to happen over in Syria.
As a member of the Committee on Homeland Security and just knowing your past voting records, you seem to be focused on that line between fighting the war on terrorism and defending our rights as people. So, you know, my question, in light of John McCain talking to the Syrian rebels, and which are in many ways linked to the Sunni Muslim extremist groups that are kind of the same philosophical background as Al-Qaeda.
Well, actually, I also just saw the headlines about John McCain's visit, I guess, into Syria. Earlier this month, I was in, I took my first overseas trip as a U.S. senator, and I was in Turkey along the Syrian border, and we also had the chance not to meet so much with the Syrian Free Army representatives, as I understand Senator McCain did, but with some of the folks who are trying to organize a successor government for when Assad falls. And we grilled them about the very questions you raise, which are causing us such great concern, is there a chance for a successor government to be composed of moderates, and do they have the capacity among the folks who oppose Assad from sort of marginalizing or kicking out the extremists, including al-Nusra, that is very closely affiliated with al-Qaeda? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we're going to contemplate any additional steps to beyond the humanitarian and non-lethal aid that we're giving right now, I think we have to feel very certain that these, you know, these weapons, if that's what is being contemplated, don't get into the hands of those who are plotting against us. I mean, we made that mistake back when we were helping certain warrior efforts to drive the Soviet Union out of Afghanistan, and we know the consequences it has, and we shouldn't make those mistakes again. I sit on the Homeland Security Committee with Senator McCain, so I'm going to be very anxious when I return to session to hear his observations from his trip.
America's Town Meeting of the Year is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our focus so far, Syria. They received the first shipment of air defense system from Russia, by the way. Be interesting to see how much hoopla that causes. 21 past the hour. Up next, we go to China on Good Day.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, in the news this week. Fans of Britain's Got Talent saw a bit much of J-Lo. She was performing on the program Tuesday night on Britain's Got Talent, wore a tiny black leotard that barely covered her famous rear end, which seemed to outrage the public there. The regulators confirmed that they received complaints from viewers, many of whom took to Twitter to voice their displeasure with J-Lo's show of skin. How about them apples, Kenny? Are we going to get into that with our, I don't know, so we have to get into it with our Twitter thing. One person wrote, "Cover up your cheeks, please." While another said, "Think I've seen a bit much of Jennifer Lopez. Meant to be a family show, yes, inappropriate." Finally, another wrote, "Watching Jennifer Lopez was almost porn." Wow. Big time stuff. Britain's Got Talent. I'm sure that helped the ratings out a little bit, because she does have a nice bum, if you know what I mean. All right, back to the serious stuff. I said going to China. Actually, Chinese coming here. The hackers story. Here's host Chet Walker talking to CBS military analyst Mike Lyons about this cyber attack where the hackers accessed military information of ours.
Hackers have accessed designs for more than two dozen major U.S. weapon systems. This is according to a devastating classified report a Pentagon advisor shared with the Washington Post. Although the report from the Defense Science Board did not identify the hackers, senior military and industrial officials with knowledge of the breaches say they come primarily from China. Are these hackers stealing our military information? They're connected to the Chinese government? We're pretty sure of this?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get your head around this. The level and depth and breadth of the Pentagon is saying has been exposed here. I mean, 29 weapon systems, both present and future. And this is something that's been going on, obviously, for a long time, targeting hundreds, really, of defense contractors in the Pentagon itself. And it's just, you know, the amount of people involved has got to be extensive. It's all going back to China, we say, and that's kind of this great landmass, I guess, where this is emanating from. But it's pretty incredible in terms of the amount of information that seems to be out there right now.
Well, I saw a report, and it showed, like, our trillion-dollar jet fighters that, you know, we spent all this taxpayer money on. Pentagon for our defense. And 4 years later, the same plane shows up over in China.
Yeah, I mean, the Chinese have copied traditionally things that have come from the West in the past. I mean, from a retail side, from a product side in that regard. But now copying some of these designs from the military perspective does create a problem. Now, again, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have all the secrets and they have all of what's going on. I mean, we manufacture in this country, you know, literally hundreds and thousands of specific parts that go into these aircraft, these vehicles. That's highly confidential, highly classified, specific polymers that work under certain conditions. So, you know, the level of engineering that we have is very detailed, and whether they have that detail remains to be seen.
Well, let's talk about it from the defensive side. Couldn't the Chinese, just by having some of this information, come up with a defense against what we've already built our weaponry for?
Well, that's possible, but again, they're still so very far behind from a military perspective. I mean, we have, you know, 11 aircraft carriers; they have one. What they have on their side is a billion people. I mean, from that perspective, it gives them a tremendous advantage. But from an absolute defensive side, hard to say. And that assumes that we're going to engage in offensive operations. I mean, we're traditionally not an offensive type country in terms of first strike. That's not really our military objectives.
And the other fear here is eventually the Chinese somehow come up with a way that they could come after us by shutting down our internet, our defensive structures, and things of that nature. Isn't that true?
Yeah, and that's a challenge that corporations have every day, and they really try not to put that information out there, in fact. But the U.S. government now has gone on record as saying that the Chinese are responsible for hacking in and taking some of this military equipment. You know, again, in most cases, a corporation won't announce that publicly. It'll have a tremendous impact on their stock, and again, some of these are government contractors that have put that out there as well.
The IRS and other scandals coming up here in the discussion focus on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour now.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. When it comes to booking travel, there are so many tools out there, but here are some notable websites that can actually help you plan every step of the way. When picking your flight, it's not always about the cheapest option. It's about scheduling and the onboard experience. There's a website called HipMonk, and it actually sorts the flight options by the agony of the trip. A newer site called Route Happy also measures flights by their happiness level. Now, you don't necessarily have to book through these guys, but it helps to decipher what flights actually work best for you. Another site called Travel Nerd is a new site that gives information about your airport, like how much a taxi will cost versus public transportation. And then it's time to think about your hotel. There's a site called PointsHound.com. It's a hotel booking site that earns you frequent flyer points. I'm just waiting for the site that actually lets me redeem my miles. For more information, visit PeterGreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With memberships starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Back again, second half hour of this hour of the Derek Stefan Good Day program. Let's move off of Syria and China, but we come back to the good old U.S. of A. So we can dig around in some really good scandals to sort of review where my mind has been with these things. The Benghazi situation, Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius asking companies in the industry that she influences to donate money to help implement Obamacare, Department of Justice with the AP phone records and going after the Fox reporter and the CBS reporter, the EPA giving favorable action to green groups, the Obama approval for the foundation. It was very much green-lighted and fast-tracked. Okay, so, but the IRS thing seems to be still on the top of everybody's minds, mostly because the right-wing hosts and stations are really fanning the flames. So it seems that we ought to spend a little bit more time on this, as we want to make sure that you know how much in focus this is. Your comments at 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler will have any email or Facebook and Twitter comments that have come from you after we listen to host Dom Giordano talk to reporter Rick Santelli about the IRS targeting especially the Tea Party groups.
Now we see the IRS playing out with the Tea Party. It tells us how fearful they were of the Tea Party, a movement that, let's face it, I know you're humble about this, but you had a hand by that phraseology and whatever. When people started churning that summer, it really played out. So what are your thoughts about what we now know?
I think it's reprehensible, and it's obviously been more of an issue with the conservatives. I understand that. But the issue generically is a scary issue. We, you know, this is a government that we're supposed to have of the people, by the people, and for the people. And there's so much control in our lives, whether it's the size of the drinks that we should be allowed mm-hmm. to be served in a restaurant, or some of the behavior of issues such as what's taught in school, what civic topics aren't taught in school anymore. So there's so much control in our lives, but there's always been a way for the public to put forth what it wants from its government. When we see issues like the IRS story, what it really shows us is that it isn't the type of government by the people, for the people, of the people that it should be, and we need to do something to change it. And I think it really scares me, to be quite frank, and you could substitute any group. I guess what really bothers me most is that certainly the Republican Party and the independents have been more vocal about the story, but it doesn't make sense. And believe me, I don't want to use one brush to paint
sure.
all politicians. Democrats have spoken out as well, but it really isn't an issue only of the Tea Party and the conservatives. This is the chapter of the book we're in now. But any government that tries to put its ideologies ahead of the population is exactly backwards, and we need to do something about it. I don't think we can stress this issue more. And in the context of how the IRS may play a very large role in the health care that's coming, referred to as Obamacare, to me, that is the story of the day. No apology is going to – listen, any of us who have – kids understand that trust develops over time. We all have kids that have, you know, life is a learning experience. They do things that we try to teach them aren't necessarily the right things. But when there's a transgression, it's not the next day that we look at them and have full trust. They have to earn it.
Yeah, exactly.
The IRS is never going to earn my trust in time for their active role coming up supposedly in 2014 for healthcare.
You know, there's a lot of phony anxiety and angst and outrage about this, but there is a root cause for all of us to really be on the offensive when it comes to the IRS, because they are, by their very nature, aggressive. And if you've ever had any dealings with them, I have, you know that it's like them versus us, and we're all Americans. That's what I really object to. I resent it, in fact, the way that they conduct themselves. And this is just another example of it. We ought to not have the IRS. In a free country, we ought to have a different sort of tax system, and that's what this is bringing to the surface. Congressmen and senators are turning a blind ear to this because they know the control mechanism that the IRS actually is. And this is an example of it. They control with their deductions and the way the thing is written. Everybody's afraid. And this is basically government by intimidation. It doesn't make a difference whether it's George Bush who's president or Obama or anybody who's president. It's government by intimidation. And that's what's so wrong with this. 888-302-3684. Here is an excerpt from Current TV before they... I thought Current TV was gone, Kenny. Isn't Current
TV
gone?
Not quite yet.
Oh. Anyway.
I think at some point this summer it goes away.
It goes away. Zenk Yeager. I never can pronounce his name. I think it's Jenk. Jenk. Yeah, anyway.
I think it's Chenk.
Chenk. Okay. Anyway, whoever he is, he's talking to host Roland Martin from CNN about whether Attorney General Holder needs to go after this scandal involving the Justice Department's seizure of phone and computer records from several journalists. In other words, Attorney General Holder has recused himself. Does he need to? This guy ought to be fired. He's never been any good. He's a useless, just horrible placeholder. And what I heard before, he got this job, he's a lousy lawyer as well. Anyway, so let's listen to the discussion back and forth. By the way, Yeager. As you know,
Uma.
Whatever, yeah, Uma, meet Uma, Oprah. So anyway, I probably shouldn't. Do I need to identify hosts? Maybe I should do that better. Like Dom Giordano, from whom we just heard, was a right of center host, and this guy is left of center. That colors your interest in the report or not. Here we go.
The Attorney General, talking about Eric Holder, has done little in his tenure to protect civil liberties or the free press. Rather, Holder has supervised a comprehensive erosion of privacy rights, press freedom, and due process. And Turley now saying, Holder's got to go. He says, look, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a conservative, but he ought to be fired for his attack on civil liberties and the press. Roland, curious what you think about that.
If you're concerned about, in terms of the issue of privacy, and you're targeting the Attorney General, well, ask the question about the president, because, frankly, he's the boss. Now, let's also deal with this whole issue of freedom of the press. Look, I've been involved in journalism since I was 14 years old. I went to communications high school, okay? And people need to go back and actually read the Constitution in terms of freedom of the press. It doesn't mean that we actually can do whatever we want with no consequences whatsoever. And so all these media folks are just going crazy and upset and all up in arms. And look, I mean, I get it. But the bottom line is, there still is a national security component to what the job of the government is. And so we can be at odds. And look, I've written stories and I've gotten information, not classified, but I've gotten information that a mayor or a city council member or a state rep or whatever didn't want me to have, and they were all embarrassed. And I get it. But we may want to back off a little bit to understand what's at play. You have the media in terms of looking to report information, but you still have government officials, and if we have assets on the ground, if we have people who we are trying to protect, if we somehow, let's say, spent 3, 4, 5, 10 years infiltrating an operation that could lead to more information, you can bet you want to protect that as much as you can.
Yeah. Look, that's why it's fun having you on the show, Roland. Totally disagree. Okay. I mean, look, it's not that you couldn't have a national security situation so dire that you would do what you're talking about, Roland. But that's not the situation. James Rosen's situation is about a very simple leak about North Korea and how they were going to do a nuclear testing. We didn't have any spy. There was nobody that got, you know, turned out by that. And nothing along those lines. And it was unprecedented. They went to called a journalist an aider and abettor, a co-conspirator. I mean, Jimmy, I've never seen that before in any administration.
All right, so it's, I think the indignation is real on both sides, and that's kind of refreshing in and of itself, is it not? 888-302-3684. All right, we'll spend a few more minutes on this, the IRS, the situation there, and then we have a couple of other actually important areas to bounce into as we have time. Lots of things going on in the world, and we're here to talk about them. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, You're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day. And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ever wonder what it takes to be a soldier? I'm Risa Jill Miller. The U.S. Army has teamed up with actor Ricky Schroeder to provide access into life as a soldier with a 10-episode branded series starting strong. Airing on Fox Sunday, June 2nd, the series gives civilians interested in becoming a soldier the chance to immerse themselves in an Army career field to find out if Army life is for them. Each episode ends with a prospect's decision on their future with the Army. For Schroeder, director and producer of Starting Strong, this has been a passion project.
I have such profound respect for the Army after working with them, the soldiers that serve, and the families that support them, and I wanted to find a way I could use my creative skills to help tell the Army's story to America. And I'm thrilled with the result of this project, and I hope it inspires others to serve our country in any way they can.
The Army has been exploring new, innovative ways to engage prospects and realistically portray the Army, Army life, and the benefits of service. The result is Starting Strong. Check local listings for times, view full episodes at Go Army's YouTube channel, and learn more about the Army at goarmy.com/startingstrong.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. With so many credit card reward programs available, it can be challenging to decide which card is best for you. A recent survey by Bank of America shows that 28% of consumers carry four or more credit cards. One way to avoid carrying too many cards is choosing the right card for your lifestyle. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
To get the most out of your credit card rewards program, make sure you choose a card that matches your spending habits. If you use your credit card mostly for everyday purchases like gas and groceries, I recommend a cashback rewards card that offers more rewards for those types of purchases. For example, the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card offers cash rewards everywhere, every time. You'll automatically earn 1% cash back on every purchase, and for the first $1,500 in combined purchases every quarter, you earn 2% on groceries and 3% on gas.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
It's the Degstaff and Good Day program. Thursday is upon us. Imagine that. The next to last day of May 2013. This whole business of scandals and Eric Holder and his involvement. Here's talk host Matt Patrick talking to Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote. This is one of the organizations that filed a lawsuit against the IRS and our government because of the IRS going after them specifically.
You have filed a lawsuit against the IRS. True the Vote has filed a lawsuit against the IRS. Kind of walk us through, if you would, what that lawsuit entails. Who are you suing and what are the reasons?
We're suing the IRS and the many employees of the IRS that we have dealt with over these past almost 3 years now, and many unnamed employees, because we feel like there's a much bigger layer of involvement than what we've experienced thus far. And what we're suing for, first and foremost, is declaratory judgment. We want now a federal court to tell the IRS to tell us whether or not we have our nonprofit determination. We have answered hundreds of questions and submitted thousands of documents, and it has not been sufficient to bring this thing to a close, so now we have to take it to court. The other thing that we're suing for is to understand exactly what the IRS intended to do with the information that they were sourcing from us. We know now, because they've admitted, that they were releasing confidential documents of other nonprofits to other nonprofits on the opposite side of the political spectrum.
Right.
We'd like to know exactly what was done with the information we submitted. And lastly, we're suing for damages because we want to be able to go through the discovery process that comes with that type of a filing in a lawsuit, so that we can ask all the questions that we all want these answers to. Nobody can take the fifth. They have to answer, and we think there will be a lot of people interested in the answers that we get.
When you filed for that tax-exempt status, very strange things began happening to your family. All of a sudden, you were put under tremendous scrutiny. Can you quickly walk me through what you were telling me yesterday? Because this is chilling.
Sure. So we filed our nonprofit, and very soon after that, the FBI began to ask questions about the activities and the people who were attending the nonprofit side of the issue. Then personally, as you alluded to, we were in January audited for 2 years for our business taxes. Then ATF showed up for a unplanned audit. OSHA, that's the Department of Labor, came out and did an unplanned audit. All of these things being very extensive, you know, many days, countless lost hours that all turned to nothing. We had the Texas branch of the EPA come out. They came out, in fact, the day after the election, which was almost comical at that point. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms came out for a second audit, and somewhere sprinkled in all of that, we were also, my husband and I personally, audited for 2 years in a row. But we got a refund, so I guess maybe there's a silver lining there.
All right, so you hear how the IRS is, this goes back to what I said a few minutes ago, completely intimidates those of you, those of us, who don't do whatever it is that they want, the breadth of power that they have, unprecedented and unnecessary in a free society. So you got Eric Holder holding meetings now with news organizations, trying to come up with guidelines to govern investigations that check out reporters. That's the kind of stuff. You got the IRS with intimidation. You got the Attorney General intimidating people. This is a police state, and these guys are happy to be in charge of it. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
To get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
After the hour, Michael 48 is at the controls in our studio in Washington to figure out what's going on with you from the sound point of view. You call, he talks to you, then you get on the air if we deem it appropriate. 888-302-3684. Otherwise, we deal with whatever information is coming from you via twit. Well, it's a twit. Here. Tweeting, Twittering, whatever it is, and Facebook. So what do we have cooking here? Anything new with people on the IRS? I wonder if people agree with my overview of this, Kenny.
I just posted a story about scandal fatigue,
mm-hmm.
that Fox seems to be the only one. You were talking earlier about right-wing hosts that are fanning the flames of this,
yeah.
Of the scandals, and that the other networks seem to be leaving it alone. And on Facebook, Benjamin says that he thought the IRS scandal was pointless.
Mm-hmm.
He says the Benghazi scandal was mostly covered up by the Obama administration and that he could care less about the other scandals.
Interesting. Speaking of caring less, all the hoopla in the last few days about Michelle Bachmann's announcement that she would not be seeking another term. Who cares? Why would they? Who cares? Come on. Let's talk about some other things. I like this plot earlier this week to blow up a school. I don't think enough time has been spent on that. Here's some updating information. Miguel Marquez reporting now on what we know about the teenager's plot to bomb his high school.
Police say 17-year-old Grant Accord planned and was prepared to carry out a coordinated bomb and gun attack against his school.
This is a case of a planned assault on a target-rich environment. And that target-rich environment is the West Albany High School.
Hidden in a secret compartment under the floorboards of his mother's house, police say they found six explosive devices, including a napalm bomb, pipe bombs, bombs made from Drano, and Molotov cocktails.
Me and my friend were just, like, in shock. We're like, how could someone even, like, think of this? Like, that wouldn't even, like, cross our minds.
Accord will be charged with, among other things, manufacturing and possessing destructive devices, unlawful possession of a deadly weapon, and attempted aggravated murder. Authorities laid out their theory.
In this case, we would be relying upon evidence of plan. In other words, what is the intent? Diagrams, checklists, a plan to use explosive devices and firearms to carry out a plan specifically modeled after the Columbine shootings.
That's the 1999 attack in Columbine, Colorado, carried out by seniors Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, who used bombs and several powerful guns against students and teachers, killing 13 and wounding 21. Authorities are not yet saying how far along Accord was in his planning. Neighbors say Accord was a quiet teen and doesn't fit the bill of a killer.
You just don't think that's going to happen in your neighborhood. You know, you just, and especially by a quiet young man.
Authorities say the 17-year-old will be charged as an adult.
Now, the parents of Mr. Grant have released a statement saying that their son suffered from PANDAS, which is a very rare disease that triggers a sort of OCD or Tourette's-like symptoms from people who experience strep throat or any sort of bacterial infection in very, very few people.
All right. So you have that situation, and one wonders what ideas come to children when they hear that. That's sort of, I was arguing with myself as to whether I even, Kenny, wanted to go back to this because it seems that a lot of these things are very suggestive to suggestive minds. And so is the story about Mayor Bloomberg in New York getting one of these ricin-poisoned letters. The more you talk about it, the more ideas, I guess, it gives to people. 888. Wrong number, Doug. 888-302-3684. Here's Mark in Lynchburg, Virginia. Mark, welcome to Good Day.
Hey, how you doing? Right. I wanted to comment on the... How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks. Go ahead.
I wanted to comment on the IRS, the situation. What I don't understand is a grassroots effort. Why don't the American people who really do believe, you know, the time for a flat tax has come. The IRS, when you've got thousands of pages of tax code, that should have been the red flag right there. These are bureaucrats. They're addicted to the money. Mm-hmm. Go to your HR department. Set aside a date nationally. Stop withholding federal tax.
You know, I was a person, when I was doing an afternoon program in Cincinnati back in the 80s, I put that idea forth, and people thought I was out of my mind. But it really is a very good idea whose time maybe more is appropriate now than it was 25, 26 years ago. But at some point in time, the message has to become more clear. And if enough people stand up like you're suggesting, maybe it'll make some difference. It certainly is worth a try. Mark, thank you for that. Thanks for your participation, listening, and involvement in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's now 59 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.